Welcome to day 73 of our 180-day study of the Westminster Standards, and we're finishing up looking at the sins forbidden in the Second Commandment. Let's review. The Shorter Catechism question 49 asks, which is the Second Commandment? Answer, the Second Commandment is, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Question 51 asks, what is forbidden in the Second Commandment? Answer, the Second Commandment forbiddeth the worshipping of God by images or any other way not appointed in His Word. It's the larger catechism that really expands on the sins forbidden in the Second Commandment. And in question 109, we are asked, what are the sins forbidden in the Second Commandment? Yesterday, we looked at the first part of question 109, and the answer, the sins forbidden in the Second Commandment are all devising, counseling, commanding, using, and anywise approving any religious worship not instituted by God Himself. Tolerating a false religion, the making any representation of God of all or any of the three persons, either inwardly in our mind or outwardly in any kind of image or likeness of any creature whatsoever, all worshipping of it, or God in it, or by it, the making of any representation of feigned deities, and all worship of them or service belonging to them. That's as far as we got on the answer. Today we'll pick up with the rest of the answer, which reads, all superstitious devices, corrupting the worship of God, adding to it, or taking from it, whether invented and taken up of ourselves, or received by tradition from others, though under the title of antiquity, custom, devotion, good intent, or any other pretense whatsoever. Simony, sacrilege, all neglect, contempt, hindering and opposing the worship and ordinances which God hath appointed. So let's pick up with all superstitious devices. Acts 17:22. Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things ye are too superstitious. Colossians 2:21-23. Touch not, taste not, handle not, which all are to perish with the using, after the commandments and doctrines of men, which things have indeed a show of wisdom in will worship and humility and neglecting of the body, not in any honor to the satisfying of the flesh. Corrupting the worship of God. Malachi 1:7-8. You offer polluted bread upon mine altar, and ye say, wherein have we polluted thee? In that ye say, the table of the Lord is contemptible. And if ye offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And if ye offer the lame and sick, is it not evil? Offer it now unto thy governor. Will he be pleased with thee, or accept thy person? Saith the Lord of hosts. But cursed be the deceiver, which hath in his flock a male, and voweth, and sacrifice unto the Lord a corrupt thing. For I am a great king, saith the Lord of hosts, and my name is dreadful among the heathen. Adding to the worship of God, or taking from the worship of God. Deuteronomy 4:2, ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. So any of that diminishing or adding, whether invented and taken up of ourselves or received by tradition of others. First from Psalm 106:39, taking up of ourselves, thus were they defiled with their own works, and went a-whoring with their own inventions. Or, diminishing, false, corrupting worship received by tradition from others. Matthew 15:9. But in vain do they, the Pharisees, worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. We're often told that the Pharisees were the great upholders of the law, but in fact they were the opposers of the law. The tradition might be justified as one coming through the title of antiquity. 1 Peter 1:18, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation or way of life received by tradition from your fathers. It might have the boast of custom. Jeremiah 44:17, but we will certainly do whatsoever thing goeth out of our own mouth, to burn incense unto the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings unto her, as we have done, we and our fathers, our kings, our princes, in the cities of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem. For then we had plenty of victuals, and were well, and saw no evil. Maybe it comes with a boast of great devotion. Isaiah 65:3-5, a people that provoketh me to anger continually to my face, that sacrificeth in gardens and burneth incense upon altars of brick, which remain among the graves and lodge in the monuments, which eat swine's flesh and broth of abominable things is in their vessels, which say, Stand by thyself, come not near to me, for I am holier than thou. They are a smoke in my nose, a fire that burneth all the day. Galatians 1:13-14, for you have heard of my conversation or way of life in time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it, and profited it in the Jews' religion above many my equals in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the tradition of my fathers. Or all this corruption of worship might be boasting of good intent, or any other pretense whatsoever, still forbidden by the second commandment. 1 Samuel 13:11-12, and Samuel said, What hast thou done? And Saul said, Because I saw that the people were scattered from me, and that thou camest not within the days appointed, and that the Philistines gathered themselves together at Michmash, therefore said I, The Philistines will come down now upon me to Gilgal, and I have not made supplication unto the Lord. I forced myself therefore, and offered a burnt offering. 1 Samuel 15:21, But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, and the chief of things which should have been utterly destroyed to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. Simony, prohibited in the second commandment, according to Acts 8:18, And when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money. Sacrilege. Romans 2:22, Thou that abhorrest idols, dost thou commit sacrilege? Malachi 3:8, Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, Wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. All neglect or contempt or hindering and opposing the worship and ordinances which God hath appointed. Let's look first at all neglect. Neglecting the worship of God. Exodus 4:24-26, And it came to pass by the way in the inn that the Lord met him and sought to kill him. Then Zipporah took a sharp stone and cut off the foreskin of her son and cast it at his feet and said, Surely a bloody husband art thou to me. So he let him go. Then she said, A bloody husband thou art because of the circumcision. Contempt. Matthew 22:5, But they made light of, and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. Malachi 1:7, Ye hath polluted bread upon mine altar, and ye say, Wherein have we polluted thee? In that ye say, The table of the Lord is contemptible. You said also, Behold, what a weariness it is, and you have snuffed it, snuffed at it, saith the Lord of hosts, and you brought that which is torn, and the lame, and the sick, thus you brought an offering. Should I accept this of your hand, saith the Lord? Hindering the worship of God. Matthew 23:13, But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for ye neither go in yourselves, nor allow them that are entering to go in. And opposing the worship and ordinances which God hath appointed. Acts 13:44, And following, and the next Sabbath day, came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy, and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. 1 Thessalonians 2:15-16, who both killed the Lord Jesus and their own prophets, and have persecuted us, and they please not God, and are contrary to all men, forbidding us to speak to the Gentiles that they might be saved, to fill up their sins alway, for the wrath is come upon them to the uttermost. Well, tomorrow on day 74, we're going to be looking at the reasons annexed to the second commandment. So let's just read through the question from the larger catechism, and then tomorrow we'll go through the proof texts. Question 110, what are the reasons annexed to the second commandment, the more to enforce it? Answer, the reasons annexed to the second commandment, the more to enforce it, contained in these words, For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments, are, besides God's sovereignty over us and propriety in us, his fervent zeal for his own worship, and his revengeful indignation against all false worship as being a spiritual whoredom, accounting the breakers of this commandment such as hate him, and threatening to punish them unto diverse generations, and esteeming the observers of it such as love him, and keep his commandments, and promising mercy to them unto many generations. So we'll look at the proof text for those, the reasons annexed to the second commandment, tomorrow on day 74.